Thank you very much, Chair. Your Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to speak. And thank you very much to the World Health Organization and FAO for hosting us at this critical time for nutrition. So it has been 22 years since we last came together like this at the ICN-1. So there's been some catching up to do for many of us. Over the last two decades, we've learned a huge amount about the importance of nutrition as a fundamental building block for human development, and for my organization, especially for child development. And we have some facts to back this up. I want to talk about facts, about numbers, about data, and I don't hesitate to do this, even at this late hour, because I know it's so important and because I'm confident you will be interested. We've heard some hard-hitting numbers this week. Numbers that tell us that undernutrition is a problem affecting every country in the world and that action can deliver huge returns. Here are some numbers. 161 million. The number of children stunted around the world, right now, today. 42 million. The number of children under 5 who are overweight or obese. 16. And this is impressive, the cost ratio benefit of investing in nutrition. For every dollar, euro, or rupee we invest in nutrition, we'll have a return on average of 16 times of what we put in. That's what we've learned over the past 20 years, but there's some very big data gaps. And the data that we're missing matters enormously. It matters because without quality data, we don't know where to act, how we're doing, what the gaps are, and to be honest, we don't know where to go next without good quality data. So here are some more numbers. 94, the number of countries missing the basic data to report on the World Health Assembly targets for 2025. 40, the percentage of countries who are using anthropometric data that is more than 5 years old. You wouldn't run your economy on data that is 5 years old, so why would you use old data to gamble with human life? Next number, 37. The number of countries that have coverage data on all five of the nutrition intervention and practices with most extensive coverage data. So over the last 20 years, we've seen huge progress in the science, huge progress on political commitment, as this conference shows this week. But now we need more on action. If we want to have a decade of urgent action on nutrition, we need a decade of action on data. We need a data revolution on nutrition. At SIF, my foundation, our mission is for every child to survive and thrive. And we find that the only way to really do this is by investing in data and evidence that we can use to measure the impact of what we achieve. Without measurement, we are guessing. So let me give you one last number, Chair. 1,500. That's the number of delegates at this conference. I've not counted them all myself, but I'm told reliably it's at least 1,500. If we all of us, 1,500, work together to fill the data gaps highlighted in the Global Nutrition Report released today, we can rapidly speed up progress towards our nutrition goals. And we need that data to hold each other to account, to hold governments to account, to hold donors and businesses account, to hold academics and journalists to account, and yes, to hold civil society organizations to account. So that the next time we come together for ICN-3, and let us be that long before 2030, please, we can measure our progress and we can hold ourselves accountable for the promises that we have made. Thank you for your kind attention.